going, Chrissy. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Canyon Infrastructure Financing District. Today is January 31st. It is 9:08 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the record and the recording, appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Eric, you want to start?
This is Eric Day.
Beth Robertson.
David Hutchison, OCLA.
And we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. That's everybody I show. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, we'll start with the minutes. Have you guys had a chance to review the November 14th? I have them if you want me to pull them up.
I'm okay.
Okay. If you guys are good, could I get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the meeting held November 14th, 2024.
Great. Seconded. Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Eric. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. All right. I'm going to stop sharing, let David. We're going to cover the two budgets first, and then we'll go into the fourth quarter financials. So, David.
Okay. You see my screen now?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So
can you enlarge it just a tad? Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Is
perfect.
That good?
Thank you. Yep.
Okay, so yeah, budget 2024 and 2025 for Coral Canyon Infrastructure District, our infrastructure financing district. Starting off in the general fund, I think it'll just be a little easier to start there. We have budgeted transfers in $58,500 for revenues and our transfers in there, and expenditures $5,000 of insurance, or excuse me, legal, to give us an ending fund balance of $53,500, which will carry over into the 2025 budget. And then we have budgeted expenditures consisting of accounting $15,000, auditing $9,000, insurance $4,500, legal $15,000, and contingency of $2,000 for a total $45,500. And then we have transfers out $4,000 to pay for paying agent fees to go to the debt service fund, and then that will give us a remaining fund balance of $4,000. Moving on to the debt service fund. Likewise, we have transfers from other funds. So the bond proceeds, those are transfers to those two funds. $2,210,093. And portion of that, $1,465,118, is dedicated to capitalized interest for those future payments. That gives us an ending well, that's a total reserve one. This is the 1.4 million. The ending fund balance is 2.2 million, which carries forward into the 2025 budget. We have budgeted our estimated interest income. This is probably a low ball, just to be conservative. Interest income $10,000, and transfers from other funds the $4,000 for the paying agent fees, right there. And then bond interest payment of $720,143 to get us an ending fund balance of $1,499,950. And so together, well, that payment here is being pulled out of the capitalized interest for that for this first year. And so that brings that ending capitalized interest balance of $744,975. Moving on to the capital projects fund, bond issuance proceeds $13,545,000. Budgeted $2 million in capital outlay in 2024, and bond issue cost of $470,000. and then transfers out of the 2.268 million. That's to the general fund of the debt service that we looked at already. That gives us an ending fund balance of $8,806,407. That gets carried forward to the beginning balance. Interest income budgeted of 20,000. Again, a low estimate to be conservative. And then the remaining funds to be expended in capital outlay and for the year to get us a $0 ending balance. So I guess let me just open it up to any questions, comments, concerns, or things that you guys think should be modified or for either 24 or 25 here.
I don't have any comments or concerns.
Me either.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So what I need then would be a motion to approve the 24 and 25 tentative budgets as proposed. And then at the end, we'll bust out the calendars because we need to have the public hearing sooner than later so I can get that annual budget report filed by the 15th. So for right now, let's just do a motion to approve the 24 and 25 tentative budgets.
Just a quick question before that. Is there a reason it's a tentative budget, or is there a reason we're not making it final?
Because we have to have a public hearing.
Okay, so we have to have the tentative budget approved, then present it as a public hearing. Okay.
Yeah.
I will make a motion to approve the 2024-2025 tentative budget.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Eric. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's approved. All right, now we'll move on to the fourth quarter financials.
Okay, and with that, we'll remove these draft stamps on here and then get that resent out for that final hearing since no one had any adjustments to this budget. So,
perfect. Thanks.
Yep. Okay, so going to the financial statements. Okay, so for Coral Canyon Infrastructure Financing District, the balance sheet, the governmental funds, in the asset accounts, we have in the general fund $58,500 in the working capital fund, debt service, capitalized interest fund $1,465,118, and in the reserve fund $744,975. In the capital projects fund, we have a construction fund of $4,531,617 and the cost of issuance fund $35,975. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balance. We have budgeted the $5,000 that we discussed in the budget. We haven't had any bills come through yet or payments that we saw, so nothing has been updated there. But if that does change, we can update that. The transfers in $58,500, and going to the debt service fund. We had also the transfers in. There's no payments or revenues for the year, so this is the only activity for debt service, $2.21 million for the ending fund balance also. And in the capital projects fund, we have bond proceeds, $13,545,000, and then expenditures consisting of, let's see, capital outlay, $6,274,790. So it does look like we do need to amend that budget to reflect that amount there in 24. So, and then cost of issuance, we have $434,025. Which leaves an ending fund balance of $4,567,582. Any questions or okay, and the transfer's out. I forgot to mention that. The 2.6 2.268 million. Any questions on the financials anywhere, or you'd like to look at a little bit?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
Okay. If you guys are good, then what we need is a motion to accept the fourth quarter financials as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2024 fourth quarter financials as presented.
Thanks,
Seconded. Thanks, Eric. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Gonna put up. All right, here's the statement of work. It's the same as what you guys have seen with all the other districts. Seth, what you've seen with Rome all these years. So CLA is just having us do it. I want to say annually, correct, David? We're going to come
Yeah,
back. Okay.
that's, I believe that's the overall practice
That's,
firm-wide.
yeah. So you guys have any questions? The MSA just lays out the general agreement provisions, and the SOW just hones in more specifically on the accounting side, what the exact services are. But Seth, I've reviewed it. It's the same one that you guys have seen before.
I will make a motion to approve the MSA and SOW agreement with CLA.
Seconded.
Great. Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Eric. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, now what I need is you guys, let's bust out the calendars. We need 7 days to publish the notice. I need to get it done. Oh, we'll have a full week. So Friday the 7th, Christy would have to hustle and post something. That would be the soonest we could. And then the week of the 10th, is there a better date that works?
The 7th would be hard for me, so I would say the week of the 10th. I'm open all day, have availability all day Monday, or Tuesday.
Tuesdays are always really bad for me. I have pretty much wall-to-wall meetings on Tuesdays. Let me check Monday. What do you
Wednesday would be
think?
fine in the afternoon.
Monday afternoon looks pretty good for me.
My only conflict Monday would be at 3:30 to 4, so as long as it's before 3, I'd be fine.
You guys want to go with two?
Yeah, that works for me.
All
I'm
right,
fine with that.
Monday the 10th at 2. Do you guys have access to Nick's calendar?
I do. Let me see real fast. He shows currently available.
All right, so let's plan then on Monday the 10th at 2 for the public hearing. That should be pretty quick. We'll just cover minutes. We'll have the public hearing. Then we'll approve the budget and the budget resolution. And then we should be good. And that gives me time to get it filed. So, Seth, it'll be the same thing that you've done before. I'll send you the resolution, you and Nick, the resolution, and then I'll just have you sign the annual budget report for the filing with Emma. So
All
we can get that done on that same day. So not a problem.
right.
Next thing. So Eric, I know the issue with the treasurer's bond. I tend to be like you, where I don't like giving out all of my info. What they do is they do what they say is a soft report, and what they want to look at is just a high level, like if you had bankruptcies, is your credit score in the 500s? just stuff like that.
Are you at risk of stealing from the IFD is what they're checking, right?
No, I get that. What my concern was that the credit, I have to do that anyway for all the HOA boards I'm on down here. They have to do a credit check on me. I was more concerned if there's any sort of a default on a bond, am I held liable at all for that?
No.
Okay, that was my
The
only
only
question.
time, anything, again, the treasurer's bond just protects the district from any fraudulent stuff that you might do. But other than that, there's nothing else that comes back to you. The
Okay.
treasurer's bond's just for the district. So,
That sounds good.
if anything, it protects you.
yeah, that's probably a good point, Seth.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good. That was my other question. I was reading it over and it just, well, it didn't really say
Okay.
anything about it. So I'll go ahead and
Okay.
fill that out and get it back.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. You guys have anything else for me?
Not me.
Okay.
When
Perfect.
I do have a question for David. When I submit draws or funding requests to UMB, if it's not a capital expense, for example, if it's insurance or these bills from you, CLA, or bills from Snow Jensen, do I need to use the requisition form because it's coming out of a different fund, or do I need to do those funding requests differently than I would for capital improvements funding?
Sorry, going back to the budget to see, do we budget?
Seth, I think you
No.
just need to do the payment application for stuff that's not coming out of those specific accounts.
I've seen different requisition forms on different districts, one specifically for the administrative portion. So it's like a working capital requisition. I haven't looked at the indenture or the transcript yet to see if it's in there or not. Sometimes it'll be in there. And then there's usually a separate form for the capital projects reimbursements.
You know, Seth, because Coral's new, they might have changed the indenture. Let me see if I have a copy of it. I don't. Yeah, David, can you look?
We don't need to talk about it now, but if you look into that, just so that when we do spend monies, that it's hitting the right budget and it's coming out of the right location, so that those items are tracked accordingly, as
Right.
opposed to I just need to know if I when I submit to UMB, if I should be submitting differently for one than the other.
Yeah. And I guess, Michael, are you guys submitting the requisitions like some of the other districts, or are we submitting those requisitions? Seth
I
does.
am submitting them directly
Yeah.
to UMB.
Okay.
I'm
Perfect.
CC. I thought I had CC'd you and Michael on the requisitions I've made.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. It's just been
Yeah, you have,
yep.
Seth.
busy right now. So I think for the time being, as long as you are designating what these expenses are for, that will help UMB to know if this should be coming out of that working capital fund or if it's, capital projects. and then, yeah, we'll look into seeing if we can find a specific form for these. I don't
I'll
have
follow up with.
the transcript yet either, but I will follow up on that.
I submitted one earlier this week that had the insurance for the district on it. So I'll follow up to that email and just clarify for them that, hey, this should be coming out of the working capital fund. I mean, it wasn't a lot of money, but just to make sure that they're taking it out of the right appropriate funds.
Yeah, and that's why the monies were transferred there for those purposes, so.
Okay.
So, Seth, you saw that Josh and Christy left. Okay. And then David. So, Seth does it for Rome Range, Point West, and Coral. So,
Okay.
he'll do all of those.
All of those.
Yep. He submits all of those. Seth's probably the most thorough of everybody who submits. I know that's a shocker that Seth's that thorough, huh? I'm being
Michael's talking
facetious,
too
Seth.
much about me, so I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Eric, keep seconding it.
I'll second it for Seth.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned.